AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show, but no Matt McNeil today. It is Brett Johnson from the Minnesota Progressive Repartee filling in. And we also got Sam Turnberg behind the glass running the tech side of things. Good to see you, Sam. Been a while since we've had you on a weekday.
Yeah, it feels weird being in here, not on the weekend.
Yeah, normally you can hear Sam on weekends helping out with a lot of our great shows, including Connections Radio, Food Freedom, the Living Healthy and Aging Well Show, Native Roots Radio, Pet Connections, Atheists Talk. Did I run down all of our typically live weekend shows?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you hit all of them.
Yeah, I think I hit them all up there. Yeah, so that's normally where you can catch Sam, but he is with us today on the Matt McNeil Show as Matt is out taking care of some business, but he will be back next Tuesday here on AM 950. Here is our fill-in schedule. You're stuck with me today. Then you got 2 hours of Hunter Haas and Eric Nelson tomorrow as they will host both the Matt McNeil Show and their regularly scheduled Minnesota Progressive Repartee. Then coming up on Friday, Ellie Krug is going to be in studio hosting Matt's show. And on Monday, a special treat, we got the Holy Native Roots Radio crew coming on in. Robert Pilot will be there. I'm not sure if he's going to have the rest of the crew on there, including, Uncle Curtis and Wendy, but it'll be at least Robert and maybe a few other people as well, or maybe it will just be Robert and myself on Monday. Who knows? But looking forward to that.
That sounds like a fun show. I hope Curtis is able to make it for that.
Yeah. The last time Robert and the Native Roots crew was filling in on a weekday, Uncle Curtis unfortunately wasn't able to make it. But yeah, I'd love to get him on there because I'd love to hear some of his political takes because obviously he has his own little segment on Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, but he's a very politically aware guy.
And he's really smart too. After every show, usually outside in front of the station here, Curtis and I get into a really good conversation.
Yeah, so we will have to see. Robert's probably listening right now, and I'm already ramping up the pressure on having him try to bring in Uncle Curtis on Monday. So that is our request, Robert Pilot. But if he can't, understandable. It is a little bit tougher to get here on weekdays, especially since he's coming from the east side of town. And hey, speaking of traveling from the east to the west side of town or vice versa, you know what's been bad now that all this snow has started to melt? Potholes. You are a delivery driver. You do that as one of your main gigs. And how have the potholes been for you over the past few days? Have your car been taking a beating at all?
Oh, yeah. They're awful. Between that and the ice, it's just been and I deliver in St. Paul. I don't drive around in Minneapolis as much, but I can vouch for St. Paul and how awful their potholes are.
Yeah, and apparently it's been really bad in Minneapolis, as a lot of people have been tweeting about how bad I-94 is in Minneapolis. Jennifer Brooks of the Star Tribune kind of started the trend on that with more and more people responding. And Star Tribune actually reached out and interviewed some people at different auto body shops to see if they've been seeing an uptick in traffic. And apparently Brad Solemn, who has been working at Bobby and Steve's Auto World in Minneapolis, I think that's the one right off Washington Avenue in downtown, he was even impressed by the pothole's destructive power this winter/spring. He said at one point, 18 cars were waiting for assistance on Sunday. Sunday was before it warmed up as well, because weren't we still just getting, was it snowing on Sunday or was that Saturday? I know it started off as rain, then kind of turned into snow, didn't it?
Yeah, it's my memory's slipping here, but I think it was kind of snowy, sleety almost.
Yeah, I think you're right as well. It's a bad memory. I don't want to think about any more of that snow anymore.
Yeah, I try not to remember that kind of stuff.
But either way, Bobby and Steve's over there in Minneapolis, they had 18 people waiting for assistance. That's insane for potholes on a Sunday before it really started to warm up. And they've also had something like 30 tow trucks, they said, at its disposal, and they were 30 to 40 calls behind. So, wow, it's getting brutal out there. What else in terms of potholes? So Minnesota Department of Transportation was also reached for comment. They said they're trying to patch up some of these potholes, but the problem is when you're in March, it's not going to do a whole lot of good till it, you know, permanently warms up. So be careful if you're driving. Your car is probably going to take a beating with some of those potholes. At the current place where I live right now at my apartment, as I leave the parking lot there, it's an unavoidable massive hole. It's almost like a crater that I have to drive through, so I just have to remember every time to go extra slow, which maybe is a good reminder in itself. Otherwise, my wheels are going to be taking quite a bit of a beating if I don't remember that. I don't know if you run into any of those by your place or maybe by the place you work, if you're trying to leave your parking lot and you run into those massive gaping things.
Yeah, they're all. I have like a memorized map of like the potholes right now. So having driven so much, I kind of can naturally avoid them, but every now and then one will slip and you kind of just feel your soul leave your body as your car just thuds down.
Yeah, exactly. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205, if you have some thoughts on the potholes. Also going to talk a little bit more about transportation in just a second, but you know what I just thought of? I know, Sam, you're busy on the phones, but I think we need to make an app that would map out potholes. I think there could be some real money there. If we were to somehow invent an app, maybe connect it with Google Maps somehow, where we list where all the potholes are in the Twin Cities area, what part of the road they're on, or at least where they're located on the road or what roads they're on. Boy, I think there might be a little bit of a market right there. So we'll have to see how that works. Oh, by the way, Sam, I think you're in there. Yeah, Sam. So we actually switched our phones in there. A little behind-the-scenes production meeting we're going to have here on AM 950. If you want, you can switch the little phone connector on there to the corded phone. Otherwise, we switch things up. And then, well, here's a little behind-the-scenes look at AM 950. So we have for years have had this corded phone that we use to, well, answer your phone calls at 952-946-6205. And what's been driving me nuts and what's been driving Hunter nuts is that with this cord, it always gets tangled up in our equipment with our headphones, some of our microphone cables. You should see us sometimes. It's like we're spinning around trying to make sure these cords don't get tangled up with that stupid phone cord. So what I ended up doing, because I'm moving to a new place, by the way, a little bit down the road for where I'm currently. I'm still going to be in the Twin Cities and still working here at AM 950. But I found I had an extra cordless phone that I used way back in the days when I had a landline. So I thought, let's avoid all these stupid cords that we always get tangled up in. I brought in this cordless phone, and it does take some getting used to. But I think, Sam, I caught you by surprise in there.
It is great. It threw me off because the old phone is still right there.
Yeah.
So I picked it up and I didn't hear anything. So sorry about that, Gary.
But yeah, hopefully we didn't miss like 18 phone calls just a second ago. But yeah, that's how things kind of work here at AM 950. That's sometimes why we struggle to answer the phones, is that at least with that old corded phone, if you ever had trouble reaching us, sometimes we're struggling to actually untangle everything. So
now that I know about it, it's a great improvement.
Yeah. It's not first world problems. Would it be radio world problems, the way to term that?
Oh, yeah. Radio problems.
Something that only matters to us, to all the listeners out there, or the Rappeteers. Well, I guess we're technically not in the Minnesota Progressive Rap. Whenever I say Rappeteers, I can't even say the name right anymore. Repartee.
Maybe we should ask Gary how to say it.
I think we might be able to, as Gary is on the phone line right now. Hey, Gary, how are you doing today? You want to talk about potholes?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Is that really true? We got more potholes because Trump promised a beautiful infrastructure. It's going to be wonderful. And beautiful health care. You won't have to worry about health care or anything. Everything's going to be wonderful. And he promised that he's going to get them jobs back from them dirty Chinese that are taking our jobs and our money. And then he promised that Mexico will pay for a wall. He promised so many good things for us. He's going to save us from ourselves, I guess. But are you sure that that's true? And then he said, I-94, that would be perfect because he's going to refix the roads and on and on and on, all these promises.
Now, wait a minute, Gary. Are you trying to tell me that Trump is lying to us?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he's living in a make-believe world. That's what I think. He's in a fantasy world. I know a little about that myself, but I try to keep in reality a little bit. But do you think he's in a fantasy world?
I think he most certainly is.
He thinks women like to be grabbed in their private areas, too, I think. He thinks they like that, I guess.
Yeah, he's an odd character. Well, before I let you go here, Gary, do you have a clean joke of the day? I know at the Blue State Ball you had some.
Let's see. Why do ducks have feathers? Have I told you that? I told you that one.
I don't know if you said it on air,
What do you call a country everybody drives pink cars? This is a kid's joke. What do you call a country everybody drives pink cars?
What's that?
A pink carnation. Is that beautiful? Don't we be better off if we had a pink carnation instead of Trump?
Instead of
America?
Trump nation, yeah.
I'd like a pink
carnation. You guys. Hey, I want to talk to you later. Maybe I'll call you a little later when you're off the air.
All right, sounds good, Gary. Always
see you,
good.
Buddy.
Yeah, see ya. That is our favorite rapporteur, Gary from Minneapolis. It's technically not the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, but I'm still one of the hosts of the show filling in for Matt McNeil today. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. So I want to continue with our conversation about transportation because there is a bill being proposed in the Minnesota State Senate, which could somewhat change how people are fined for driving violations. Here's what we got. So State Senator John Jasinski, he is a Republican, is pursuing a so-called slowpoke law. Basically, this is a law that would fine people for driving on the freeway in the left lane at too slow of a speed. Right now, Minnesota law currently calls for drivers proceeding below the normal speed of traffic to stick to the right-hand lane unless they are passing another vehicle or making a left-hand turn. So that's also for side streets, because if you're making a left-hand turn on the freeway, well, you got bigger issues than just going too slow on the road. But anyways, Senator Jasinski said his bill would add some teeth to the measure by possibly increasing the current $125 penalty for left-lane slow drivers. Details still need to be worked out, but Jasinski doesn't think the Minnesota State Patrol should be handing out thousands of tickets, as he sees this as more of an educational way to improve traffic flow around the state. So even though Jasinski is a Republican, I actually kind of agree with him on this bill. I know I already got myself in some hot water a few weeks ago when we had a snowstorm and I was complaining, saying, you know, I understand you got to drive slower in the snow, but stay out of the left-hand lane if you're going to be going like 25 miles an hour down the freeway. I'm not saying obviously in a snowstorm drive 75 miles an hour, but with that said, you can probably see why I'm actually in favor of Senator Jasinski's bill. Now, Sam, you're someone who drives all the time, being a delivery driver. Would you be in favor of a law like this that would actually fine people for going too slow in the left-hand lane?
I kind of fall on both sides of the issue, actually, because really I do kind of am in favor of it because, yeah, it should just be what we're doing, and it's a way to incentivize people not to drive the minimum in the left-hand lane when you could easily be in a different lane.
But yeah.
On the other hand, though, there's so many fines and it kind of just gives the police another reason to pull someone over. And there's a community of people that sometimes get maybe abused by the police and pulling you over for one, like a broken taillight or something, mm-hmm. and finding something else, really just trying to get you with something else there. And I could see it being abused, but at the same time, in theory, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I didn't quite think of it in that way because obviously it does give, as you said, the police another reason to possibly pull someone over. But my original thinking was, well, that if you're a criminal, typically criminals aren't driving well below the speed limit.
True.
But I think another point to bring up, though, is that, well, if you're a cop, you can just say, well, that person was driving too slow in the left-hand lane. Maybe they were just driving the speed limit, but you could say, hey, they were going too slow, and it does give you another reason to pull someone over. So I never quite thought of that aspect. So getting back to this law, apparently there's actually a lobby that's behind these laws going on around the country of trying to enforce slowpoke rules. So proponents of slowpoke laws say they alleviate congestion and promote safety by encouraging orderly traffic on the nation's highways. Right lane driving also saves gas and prevents road rage, said Sheila Dunn, who is the communications director for the Wisconsin-based National Motorists Association, who it looks like has actually been lobbying on this effort. Didn't know there was actually a lobby behind the slowpoke driving rules. She says, quote, sometimes it's arrogance where people think if they're driving the speed limit, why not drive in the left-hand lane? And she actually has an interesting theory on why people drive slow in the left-hand lane. I always thought, well, maybe it's because you're either incompetent or trying to be a jerk.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there are people, I don't know if you run into this, where they want to be like their own rogue or vigilante enforcer of the speed limit, where they're going to say, I'm driving in the left-hand lane because it's the speed limit and I'm going to enforce the law and make sure no one speeds. There are vigilante people like that, especially, well, I'm going to go off on another rant, with zipper merging. Do you know what zipper merging is?
Oh, my God. It should be the simplest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it's the hardest thing.
And the problem is with zipper merging, I experienced this once when I was commuting back from Iowa to Minnesota when I was working a previous radio job. Yeah, there was a zipper merge set up, and I was doing it correctly where I was driving down the left-hand lane waiting for the lane to actually close. And, of course, there was a huge line of people next to me that weren't moving. So all of a sudden, some guy from the right-hand lane lane, pulls right in front of me, goes super slow because he wants to be Mr. Vigilante, even though he doesn't understand the law. He thinks he's doing the right thing by slowing me down. So
that just gets dangerous when people, I would consider it a minor form of road rage. Essentially,
I'd say it's kind of major too. Yeah,
major form of road. It's definitely road rage.
Yeah, definitely. So where was I going with that? So yeah, I was thinking maybe some people are doing that in the left-hand lane, but mostly it's because I think they're going along the lines of thinking that Dunn is saying is that they're saying, well, if I'm going the speed limit, why shouldn't I be able to drive in the left-hand lane? But getting back to the theory of why Dunn and this association thinks people drive slowly in the left lane. So the association, which again is a grassroots group that fights to protect the driving freedoms of motorists. Sounds like a right-wing group almost. Driving freedoms.
Yeah.
Love that term. So she says before the 1970s, rural speed limits meant slower vehicles naturally moved to the right. But when the 55-mile-per-hour maximum speed limit was enacted in 1974 in response to the oil crisis, well, basically all heck broke loose on the nation's highways, the group said. She says slower drivers that would have stayed in the right-hand lane before felt they could drive wherever they wanted now because they would still be going the speed limit or a little bit faster. So in the mid-1990s, though, of course, we had that 55-mile-an-hour speed limit basically repealed around most areas of the country, including Minnesota. And she thinks almost a quarter of a century later that poor lane courtesy has a long-lasting negative effect since that 55-mile-per-hour standard speed limit was repealed. So have to see where this bill goes in the state Senate. Obviously, it's not the most important thing, but I don't know. It is something I could possibly get behind, even though it is a Republican. Even though I'm not a Republican, I actually agree with Senator Jasinski on this bill that maybe we should put some teeth on this law for people going too slowly in the left-hand lane. And as he says, which I agree with him, he doesn't think we need to be handing out thousands and thousands of tickets for fines for driving too slowly. He wants to have it more as a kind of an educational law on the book, so maybe people will think twice about driving 50 miles an hour in the left-hand lane of the freeway. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Love to get your thoughts on this topic. Do you think we should actually have a law on the books that would fine people for driving too slowly in the left-hand lane? Give us a call here at AM 950. It's Brett and Sam filling in on the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950. The progressive voice of Minnesota will take your calls on the other side of the break.
Rudy Luther Toyota has a great selection of new vehicles, but Rudy Luther is one of the top 10 largest volume Toyota certified pre-owned vehicle dealers in the country. They have the best cars, an amazing selection, and unbelievable pricing. With Rudy Luther Toyota fair value pricing, you'll always get an unbeatable price on every vehicle. They'll give you that fair value price up front with no hassle. Online at Rudy Luther Toyota or stop by Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in, bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
Tom Hartman here letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is Brett Johnson and Sam Turnberg filling in for Matt today. Matt McNeil will be back next Tuesday as we have a variety of people filling in for him over the next few days on AM 950. Hey, so if you're trying to watch us on Facebook, things might not be working right now because I just found out about this before we went on the show, but Facebook is apparently having issues right now through their entire platform, not just on Facebook itself, but apparently Instagram isn't working either. The whole Facebook family of apps are all down right now for some people, according to Facebook, so a lot of folks have been taking to Twitter, one of the social media networks that is working right now, to complain about Facebook, so hang tight. I guess social media is not working today. It's kind of like it's 2004.
The hackers are out.
Yeah, the hackers are out. I was trying to think of one of the last years where we didn't have social media. I think it might have been 2004 because MySpace came around. What was that, like 2005, 2004?
I was still like in high school, I think. Maybe.
Yeah.
I think I was a freshman in high school when MySpace was a thing.
Yeah, MySpace was around, I think, my senior year of high school, freshman year of college, where everyone would have their custom pages and you put music behind it, which today I would find super annoying to load a website and then hear a bunch of music. But anyways, we got full phone lines right now of some different people that want to talk about left-hand lane driving. Let's go to Diane, who's actually calling from the state of Iowa. Hey there, Diane, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I was just listening in And I know I've had this conversation come up with people before, and it's not so much about the slow drivers, but the reason I prefer the left lane is because the right lane is the one that gets all the heavy trucks and traffic, and there are usually more potholes and crumbling and falling apart. So the left lane is usually a lot smoother, especially if you're driving on the interstate like 90 and 35 and so forth. So That's why I prefer the left lane anyway.
I gotcha. Hey, Diane, just out of curiosity, since I worked radio in Iowa for a while, what part of the state are you calling from, if you don't mind saying?
Oh, I'm in Spencer.
Spencer, okay.
I mean, yeah, and don't blame me for Steve King. He's my congressman, but believe me, I
get you. He was my congressman for 2 years before they did redistricting. So thanks so much for the call there, Diane. Yeah, I lived there from 2010, 11, and into 2012, and that was before they went through the latest round of gerrymandering, and Steve King was actually my rep. Although if I had lived in that same area right now, it would be, I can't remember her name, I think Finkenauer is her name, the new rep who was just, no, it's not Finkenauer, she's Northeast. I think it would have been, is it Cindy Axney? Well, someone from Iowa can call and correct me. I think she's the new rep of kind of Southwest Iowa and Des Moines, but that would have been my neck of the woods. But at the time, I had Steve King as my rep. Oof. And interesting story, I filled in as the news director for a couple of weeks when he was out of town working at that job. So I had a chance to meet with some of the folks on the Steve King staff. It's an interesting experience because at the time we were talking about the closings of rural post offices. And the reason I actually found out about how, well, if you're not familiar with the post office controversy, basically in 2006, I think it was the lame duck Republican Congress passed this bill, which required the post office to fund 75 years worth of pension funds, which is just insane to fund 75 years in advance your pensions. And I actually found out about that from, of all people, the Steve King Congressional Office. When I was writing a news story about rural post offices closing, I went to a town hall meeting that the Steve King staff was a part of, and they were the ones that actually brought that up, which I find kind of interesting. You wouldn't think you would hear that from Steve King.
No.
Not at all. I got off topic on there. Let's get back to our driving conversation and head to Brad in Robbinsdale. Hey, Brad, what are your thoughts on left lane driving?
Okay, well, first of all, my question is, I mean, is driving the speed limit considered slow driving or driving according to the conditions? Because years ago when I was commuting in from St. Cloud, the right lane would be very packed, and especially it was in very bad condition. So, you know, I would be in the left lane driving with the flow of traffic, and it would never fail that I would have some spoiled brat from St. Cloud State driving their birthday, their graduation present on my bumper, flashing their lights. So I had to, you know, they wanted me to move over so that they could go 90 miles an hour. So, you know, again, my consideration is, you know, if you're driving safely and you're in the flow of traffic, you know, I mean, are you going to be sort of in violation of this proposed law?
I'm guessing probably not because, well, it is the intent of his bill, according to Senator Jasinski, that he doesn't want the state patrol handing out thousands of tickets for people driving too slow. But I think you bring up a good point because if you are driving with the flow of traffic, that is a completely separate thing than actually going the speed limit in the left-hand lane while people next to you in the other two lanes or one lane or however many are going way faster. So I think that is a separate conversation. And thanks so much for the call there, Brad, or a different aspect to bring up because even though I might want to be going a little faster as well if I'm in the left lane, if everyone is moving with the flow of traffic, it's not quite as annoying to me. It's more where if I'm in the left-hand lane and all of a sudden I come up on someone who's driving maybe 55 or 60 while everyone else in the right two-hand lanes or the right lane of the middle lane are going like 65 or 70, then I got a little bit of an issue, and maybe in that situation you could get pulled over. Although, again, you kind of do get into that gray area, as Brad was talking about. Can you actually find someone driving in the left lane who technically is going the speed limit, even though they might not be going with the flow of the traffic? Interesting things they would probably have to address in that bill, whether you could actually get pulled over for going the speed limit, but not the flow of traffic. Hey there, Jan, what are your thoughts on this whole left lane driving bill?
Well, first off, I thought the left lane was mainly for passing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have to be over there, you shouldn't. But I understand that, yes, a lot of times I will be in the left lane, especially if my exit isn't coming up. And I'm talking more on like 494. I drive that every day. Lovely commute.
Yeah.
But my question is like, and it reaches the 2 points, instead of writing tickets for the slowpoke thing, because like Sam brought up, that's real. There's definitely shady area there for giving mm-hmm. somebody a reason to pull you over. I think if that becomes law, it has to be definite. These are the parameters that you have to fall within.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're driving 40 on 494, I don't care what lane you're in, you should be getting pulled over and given a ticket. But as far as them saying, you know, it's more of an educational thing, my mom is ancient. And she does not believe in the zipper method. She was talking of doing the same thing. Yep. So why not use this as another educational opportunity where if you are caught driving slowpoke in the left lane or you are caught, you know, basically blocking a zipper method, why not make them? I mean, you have to go back to dummy school when you get a DWI. Why don't you have to go back to dummy school if you are guilty of any type of moving violation like that? That's where I think maybe some money should be funneled off to, is get some of the old. And I honestly, though, I think anybody over 65 or 70 should have to take the driver's license test again.
I agree, I think, yeah.
I think really at any age you should have to take some kind of driver's test maybe every 5 or 7 years because you do the same. Maybe you do that whenever you need to renew your driver's license. I think that could be an interesting idea.
Well, yeah, when you renew it. Yep, that would be. But I think they do actually do that in. I know when I lived in New York and I was trying to get a New York license, I had to take the driver's test again. Just the written, but I still mm-hmm. had to take it.
Yeah, not the actual where you're on the road doing the test drive, but yeah, you actually have to make sure you know the laws, correct? Is that what the situation
right.
was in New
yeah.
York? Okay.
Yeah, but I definitely think there needs to be an age where you have to get behind the wheel with an instructor so he can yell at you and say, no, this is where you do the zipper method.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the proper way to do it.
I'm totally with you on that. And thanks so much for the call there, Jan. Yeah. Matt's gone off on this, I think, a few times over the years, and I'm completely with him. It drives me nuts when people don't know how to do the zipper merge, or worst, they believe that they're correct in not doing the zipper merge. That's probably the bigger thing is, yeah, not necessarily not knowing how to do it, but thinking you're right in being that the zipper merge is wrong, if that makes any sense.
Like not opening up a space because you're just cranky and angry and just staying bumper to bumper.
It's the ultimate kind of passive-aggressive Minnesota nice thing where, you know, I'll merge in the right lane, even though the left-hand lane isn't going to close for 6 more miles. We all got to get in that right lane. No, it doesn't make any sense. So I kind of like Jan's thoughts where maybe you got to actually take a driver's ed test wherever you get your driver's license renewed. And boy, at a certain age, maybe you should have to get behind the wheel and take that test again. Wonder what people's thoughts on that are as well. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We're going to take another break, continue with your phone calls. Maybe keep going here with this conversation about slow drivers, but I do have some political news to get into as well. You're listening to Brett and Sam filling in during the Matt McNeil Show.
Save an extra 7.5% during Warner Stellion's free tax rebate event. Choose from the best brands at our guaranteed unbeatable price. Then save 7.5% more with our exclusive tax rebates. You'll save hundreds on lawn repairs, dishwashers, refrigerators, and kitchen suites. And trusted fast free delivery and haul away are still free. Plus, qualified buyers can choose 18 months interest-free financing. Guaranteed unbeatable appliance savings through March 25th with exclusive tax rebates from Warner Stellion.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I speak nationally and internationally on the subjects of entrepreneurship, trades reform, apprenticeship, craftsmanship, and coding science. I've created a rigorous apprenticeship program where I find, train, inspire, and mentor young people in my craft. The result is an ultra-professional crew of craftspeople that cares about their work and your project. We're not like other contractors. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavik.com to learn more.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Brett and Sam filling in on the Matt McNeil Show. Matt is back with shows on Tuesday, but in the meantime, you got a whole bunch of guest hosts starting with me today. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Eat Local Minnesota Restaurant of the Week is the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. I had a chance to head over there not too long ago when I was actually working an event over at the River Center, which is right next to the XL Center. Figure they were an Eat Local restaurant for so long, better go over and try it. And delicious food, delicious burgers.
It's great.
Love that whole place because they're located next to Burger Mo's as well, which I've been to several times. Delicious food at both locations, Burger Mo's and the Downtowner Woodfire Grill. Have you been to either of those before?
I've been to the Downtowner, and have you had the salmon there?
No, I haven't had the salmon.
If you like salmon, it's delicious.
Yeah, I was thinking about heading down there. On a show on Monday, I sometimes get contracted to stream different sports events. And on Sunday, I was actually contacted to stream the Mr. Hockey Banquet. I was thinking about heading over to one of those restaurants, but then I remembered I haven't been to Cassetta's in years. And sometimes you can't go wrong with that either.
That whole strip down West 7th is
everything's good down there. Yeah, so check it out, the Downtowner Woodfire Grill, Burger Mo's, bunch of great restaurants in downtown St. Paul. We are talking about transportation today, potholes and the zipper merge and left-hand driving. everything car related. Let's continue that conversation and go to Todd in Bloomington, who wants to get back to our pothole conversation. Hey there, Todd. Have you been running into some nasty potholes on the roads?
Well, I can think of one massive one that's done a lot of damage the past couple of years, and it's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., and hopefully we'll fix it in November 2020.
Yeah, well, maybe we could even fix it a little bit beforehand, depending on how fast the system works. Yeah. Although, are we sure? Are we sure? Yeah, thanks so much for the call there, Todd. Although, we don't want it fixed if it's going to be, we don't want it fixed if it's going to be Mike Pence that fixes the pothole. He wouldn't be on the road construction crew I would want. How about you?
I think he would just dig it a little deeper, maybe.
I love that. Hey, let's move on to our buddy Randy in Coon Rapids, who is telling our call screener, Sam. He agrees with us for the first time. So are you with us here on this left-hand driving and the slowpoke law there, Randy?
Yeah, I'm definitely not with your last caller. I'm like, really? I didn't need to hear that.
I know.
I was having a moment here with you, and then I had to listen to that. I can't agree with you more on people need to be when you renew your license, whether it's every time or maybe every other time, I think you should have to go to a refresher course, because it is amazing how many people, they don't know how to merge. They don't understand that. When you're going down a lane to merge onto the freeway and it's 65, you need to be doing 65 when you get to the end of that ramp, not 40.
Yeah,
you can't
merge
at 40. And the left lane, you know, I like to drive a little faster. Nothing wrong with that. There's people that like to drive slower. And I always say, you need to be with your people. If your people are the ones that you like to drive slow, guess what? In the right lane, there's people over there. Go with them. Those are your people. Stay with them. And you can drive slower with them and let the people in the left lane. And even there's been times when I've been driving fast and people, if I see them coming up on my bumper, it doesn't matter if I'm going over the speed limit or not. I just move over. I let them go. Because guess what? They're happy. They got to do what they wanted to do. They're nowhere near me. And now I'm happy because they're not road raging me. Doesn't that make a lot of sense?
Oh, totally with you. I ran into that this morning, actually, commuting down 494. I was probably going 70 or 75, and some guy came up behind me who probably wanted to do 80 or 85. And no, I wasn't going to be Mr. Vigilante and say, no, 70 is the correct speed limit. No, I actually moved over and let the guy pass me. Hey, how about this, Randy? A little joke for you. Do you think we should, like, maybe have a wall in Mexico pay for it between the right and the left lane, slow drivers and fast drivers?
Well, you know, there always is that opportunity.
I thought I'd throw that at you. Thanks so much go ahead, Randy. Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's nice to see that, you know, you always want to try to find some common ground somewhere, and we just found common ground. We're like dialed right on the same page together.
Absolutely.
Best friends now.
Best friends forever. We'll have to get this recorded for one of our bumpers. Hey, thanks so much for the call there, Randy. Hey, we got another person on the phone lines that wants to talk about left lane driving, and that is Wade from Colorado. Are you listening on that AM 950 tune-in stream, Wade?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Well, what are your thoughts here?
I want to say that, you know, I try to have common sense when I'm driving on I-25 and 470 here in Colorado. I mean, because you have the elderly and they're going to drive slow, and they have a point, especially in the winter time, you know, when it's icy and slushy, you don't want to hurt yourself and everything. And I just, you know, I go like 15, 20 miles an hour just to keep myself safe. And everybody, I had a long line of cars blowing me instead of blowing past because I had a good point, and I think people took my point here in Colorado. And I just, what I don't appreciate is all the people that, you know, are just doing like 50, 70 miles an hour when it's slick and icy out there. How can you live with yourself?
Oh, I'm with you as well. They should have, if you're driving in the right or the center lane, yeah, they have no business tailgating you because they got to respect the speed you want to go, especially if it's nasty out. But my point is, if you're in the left lane, then obviously it is an issue. But if you're in the center or the right lane, I never think there's a reason to tailgate someone if someone's driving on the correct side. Yeah.
Yeah, I try to keep myself safe. And let me just say, I don't like Trump at all. I didn't vote for him. I voted for Obama and campaigned for Obama, and I really had fun doing that. But I mean, people just don't get it. And part of it is maybe they're coming from Texas or Arizona and some place where it doesn't snow very much. Maybe I'll give them that. But, you know, they got to get with the situation and where they're at. I have family up in Minnesota myself. So that's, I visited, I think it was Minneapolis, you know, St. Cloud or someplace like that. But, you know, really nice area, I'll say that. And Joe's Crab Shack and everything, really fun place to eat. And I've been up in that area myself. But it's just, it's a shame that, I think people should go through driver's ed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even here in Colorado, because it's not what they think it is, you know.
So wait, I just want to interrupt you for a second. Are people required to go through a driver's ed class in Colorado when they renew their license? I know here in Minnesota you're not, but we had a caller from New York said they are required to actually take some remedial driver's ed courses. What's the situation in Colorado?
I honestly haven't looked that up.
Okay.
But I honestly think they should because, I did master drive and they taught people how to deal with the slushy, slick conditions.
All right. Hey, Wade,
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, Wade, we just got to get into a commercial break since we're running a little bit late, but great to hear from you from Colorado, listening on the TuneIn app. Good to get people listening from out of state, had callers from Colorado, Iowa, and New York. Great to have everyone calling in. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We can keep talking about transportation, left-hand driving, and maybe some continuing driver's education courses. Otherwise, also have some political news I'd like to get to as well. You're listening to The Matt McNeil Show with Brett and Sam filling in.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. March is Auto Show Month at Rudy Luther. This means throughout the month, they'll have great auto show deals on all new Toyotas. My first Toyota love was the RAV4, and it's completely redesigned for 2019, and the new RAV4 Hybrid will be here soon. Remember, buy a new Toyota and get a $250 gift card, trade in a vehicle on a new Toyota, and get another $250 gift card. That means a total of $500 in savings. Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley, and online at rudyluthertoyota.com.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers, you've heard the shouters, the haters, the berators. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
My favorite meal of the day is breakfast, and for morning vittles, I head to Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal. My favorite is either the rib scrambler, scrambled eggs with ribs, portobello mushrooms, jalapenos, and pepper jack cheese, or the steak and eggs. My wife loves the pepper jack creamy grits and the stuffed avocados with poached eggs cradled in avocado halves. The kids love the French toast or the stuffed French toast filled with fruit and cream cheese. Top it off with coffee done my way from the Milton's coffee bar, and I'm ready for the day. Breakfast is waiting for you at Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's Brett Johnson, along with our producer, Sam Turnberg, filling in for Matt McNeil on your Wednesday afternoon. Matt is back coming up next Tuesday. Again, we have Hunter filling in tomorrow, along with Eric. Get 2 hours of Hunter and Eric from 3 until 5 as they'll host Matt's show as well as their regularly scheduled program. Friday, the great Ellie Krug will be in hosting, and then on Monday, Robert Pilot and hopefully some other members of the Native Ritz radio crew. So lots to look forward to before Matt comes back on Tuesday. So I like what a lot of our callers have been saying, and maybe we need to go with continuing driver's education when you renew your driver's license. I'm kind of with that, and maybe it would almost be a better idea than fining people for going slow in the left-hand lane. Maybe we could eliminate a lot of these issues in terms of left-hand lane driving or tailgating or, oh, my pet peeve, the zipper merch, by just having actual education courses. And I don't know if this one would really fly, but actually requiring behind-the-wheel driver's test when you get to a certain age. I think there'd be some pushback on that, but I could see that being a good idea. But I'm for sure behind the whole idea of continuing driver's education. I'm sure there's laws I've probably forgotten about. Sam, you're probably in the same boat. I'm guessing I wouldn't be acing that test if I were to take it today, at least the written exam. How about you?
Maybe I'm cocky, but I think I could probably
ace. You think you could?
I do think I could. But maybe not. Maybe I'm in for a shock. I'd be all for having to retake. Because if I think I can ace it, then it's really not a big deal for me. So,
how is your parallel parking skills?
Not to brag, but they're pretty good.
They're pretty good, yeah.
I can, being a delivery driver, sometimes that's all you got. So I've gotten pretty good at quickly zipping into even the tiniest little spots.
Yeah, I feel like I've gotten pretty good at that too since I've had some friends that have moved to the Minneapolis area. I was an expert on that when I lived in college, and that was my only option. But then after I graduated, I think my skills deteriorated, but then it got a little bit better. But boy, if I had to do a behind-the-wheel test, I would be really nervous about cornerbacking. I don't think I'd be good at that at all.
I'm still pretty good at that.
You're still good at that, too. Look at you.
I've been a delivery driver for 10 years, so I would be ashamed of myself if I was bad at all this stuff.
I don't even get the point of cornerbacking. I've never found the purpose behind that.
Yeah, every now and then I use it, but it's more, I just feel like I got pretty good control over my car at this point.
Well, we got driving savant Sam sitting in the studio with us today. The expert driver. Hey, let's get into some political news before we wrap up today's show and get into the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, as Doug Padgett will be your host today. I want to talk about Wisconsin. So they actually found some cases, get this, Sam, of voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin. Do you want to know how many cases they found among the 2.7 million votes cast in last November's election?
I bet it probably wasn't the several thousands that they always talk about.
24.
24, wow.
24 out of 2.7 million were the number of voter fraud cases. Well, they haven't even been convicted. This is what they're just charging people with. So some of these cases could be dropped if they find evidence to the contrary of people saying that, well, no, I actually voted legally. So the Wisconsin Election Commission says its statewide review of elections in the past year have turned up just 24 cases of suspected voter fraud or irregularities. Again, this is only suspected, not actual voter fraud. State Journal in Wisconsin says the violations reportedly include people voting twice in an election, felons casting ballots, and a non-citizen voter. So I want to go through some of these for a second. So voting twice. Voter ID is not going to prevent someone from voting twice. The only thing voter ID does is prevent voter impersonation. It doesn't actually help with voter fraud or voting twice. Same with felon voting. If you're a felon and you're illegally voting, an ID is not going to help you sort that out unless your ID actually says I'm a felon, which I don't think we actually have on any statewide IDs around the country, but maybe I'm wrong about that. But I did some math on that. Do you want to know what the percentage is of 24 divided by 2.7 million?
I just did it, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, at first I ran this in my Excel spreadsheet because I'm a former accountant. I'm a nerd that way. And I couldn't even get Excel to display the number of zeros that were in there. So I ended up getting some weird formula of like E to the X or something like that. So I was able to finally put it through Google. The percentage is, I got to make sure I count the number of zeros in here. So this is the percentage of people who have been suspected of voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin. 0.0000889. That is, I believe, less than 1/1,000th of a percent. It actually might even be smaller than that. Would that be a 1/1,000th of a percent? Either way, it's not a lot. It's 0.30, then 889, 0.00089. And that is the state of the Wisconsin where you would think they would be investigating in that pretty heavily since, well, they've had Republicans in control who have made that one of their one of their big pet issues over the past few years. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Let's see. We are on. This is for Sam right here, AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Want to get into another political story. Only he and I will get that, why that was funny, why I just said that. But we won't bring it up here on air.
We love the station so much.
Yeah, we love the station so much.
Really,
gotta love those
I really
on-air.
Do, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I love those on-air production meetings we have. Hey, one more thing to get to before we wrap up today's program, and it has to do with restoring the rights of felons to vote in Minnesota. Of course, we were talking about that just a moment ago with how some felons were apparently illegally voting in Wisconsin. Just at the most 24 of them, although it was probably a lot less. But in Minnesota, we're actually trying to restore the rights of felons to be able to vote here in this state. But not looking like the prospects are very good in the GOP-controlled state Senate, because Warren Limmer, who is a Republican from Maple Grove, says this about restoring the rights of felons to be able to vote. Quote, "I'm not interested in felon voting. I'm more concerned with victims rather than felons," unquote, which is a real cop-out answer to me, because I feel like, and I had a good conversation about State Senator Steve Swazinski from Eden Prairie when he was in studio. If you've served your time in prison, you should be able to vote. It shouldn't matter what your prior convictions are. It's still your right to vote. In fact, I'm even on board with the fact that prisoners should be allowed to vote because they're still a citizen of the country. And government obviously affects them too if you're in prison.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if you've been convicted of a felon or a misdemeanor or anything else. You should still have your votes restored, and you should be able to vote. It doesn't matter what crime you're convicted of. And I think that's a real cop-out answer there from Senator Limmer saying, "I'm more interested with victims rather than felons." Well, that's great to be concerned with victims. Can't you be concerned about restoring the rights of felons as well, while also simultaneously being worried about the victims? So, not optimistic this is going to happen, and this is probably because of politics. Because if you look at Florida, who in the 2018 election, they actually restored the rights of felons to be able to vote through I believe it was a constitutional amendment. And people are thinking that could make the Florida state election system either 0.5% or 1% more Democratic, since people who have typically been convicted of felonies are usually people of color who typically vote Democrat. And if you look at that type of swing of either 0.5 or 1% towards the Democrats, that actually could have swung two elections we saw in the state of Florida last year, in the governor's race and also in the Senate race. So that's all the time we have for today on the Matt McNeil Show. Sorry, everyone, I don't have time for any more calls, but you can definitely call during the Minnesota Progressive Repartee coming up with our buddy Doug Paget. Sure, he'd be more than happy to take your phone calls. So this has been Brent and Sam filling in for Matt McNeil. Again, Matt's back on Tuesday, but for now, stay tuned. Doug will be your Rapporteer host here on your Wednesday. Thanks for listening.